First, between now and next month's primary election, Wisconsin Public Radio has invited candidates who are running in contested races for congressional seats to join us for interviews on Central Time and The Morning Show. You'll be able to find all of these interviews at WPR.org/politics. Earlier this week, we talked to the seat's incumbent, Representative Ron Kind, a Democrat, and his opponent in the Democratic primary in Wisconsin's 3rd District, Mark Newman. Also running, Republican Jesse Eben. We'll talk to her tomorrow. And on the other side of the Republican primary, today we talked to Derek Van Orden. He served in the Navy for 26 years, including 21 as a SEAL and combat medic. Now retired, he's a hobby farmer in Hager City. Derek Van Orden, welcome to Central Time.
Well, Rob, thank you for having me. I actually love your show. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, start us off with your basic pitch. Why are you the right person to represent the 3rd District in Congress?
Well, I mean, you kind of skipped the bio. That's great, a little in there. But my brother and I were raised in abject rural poverty in southwestern Minnesota and then also in Waukesha County in Heartland. My wife's family is from Ashland County, where I'm at right now. Actually, I drove up because fortunately, I'm going to attend a funeral for one of our deputy sheriffs. His name is Dylan Wagner. He was killed off duty. And I just for a minute before we get kicking here, I'd like everybody, if they have a minute, to pray for Bree. That is his significant other and his one-year-old son, Easton. So if anybody's listening, I'd appreciate if you prayed for them. So, we lived in southwestern Minnesota and then grew up really in Heartland, Wisconsin, which I consider my home. And then I joined the Navy when I was 18 years old and worked on a tugboat for a couple of years and then decided to become a medic. And that's where I learned out about the SEAL teams. I deployed 8 times and 5 of those to combat. I've worked on 5 of the 7 continents as a SEAL and as a medic. After I retired, my wife and I opened a small business and we ran that for a couple of years, got it going and then sold it. I was very thankful for doing that. And I did corporate leadership with some folks. And I decided to get into politics when I wrote Ron Kind an email and asked him about the impeachment of the president of the United States, and he just didn't write me back. So I called his office and they didn't call me back. And I started looking into this guy, Ron Kind, who's been in office for 24 years and realized that Ron is the reason that Congress has a lower approval rating than the IRS. And I talked to my wife about this and we prayed about it. I am a Christian and we pray frequently. That's what we do. And decided to run against them. So we formed a very high-performance team. You understand that we are in a primary now. Just want to be open. We won the 3rd District Caucus with a supermajority over 70% on the first ballot during that primary. So that was wonderful. That's a very big show of support from the district itself. And throughout this process, I've realized a lot of the issues that we're having in the nation are because we have now and have had people for quite a while now in leadership positions who are just not leaders. And if you look at what's taking place in Minneapolis, we've got a young mayor there who's never been in leadership. We look at Governor Evers, and I know some people like him, others don't, but he was an educator, and I love learning myself. You know, I've got a bachelor's of science, and education is absolutely important in this nation, but he had really no leadership experience, and we're having some issues in the state of Wisconsin. You look what's happening in Seattle and all over the place. And what I'm bringing to the table here is tested, proven leadership. Decades of that in the military as a Navy SEAL, you mentioned that, in business as a small business owner, a hobby farmer, a father, a grandfather. It's what we need right now in our country is tested, proven leadership, experience-based knowledge on how things really work. And we have to unite as a country, which I've built high-performance teams my entire adult life, and that's what I'm going to do when I get to Washington, D.C.
What do you see as the biggest issue facing the 3rd District in that region of Wisconsin right now?
Well, we are an agricultural district. We have one major manufacturer, and the rest is really ag. And the problems with agriculture are we have it's a commodities-based industry. And I know Ron Kind is real fond of saying that, you know, he goes to sleep and thinking about farmers. He wakes up in the morning thinking about farmers. And unfortunately, if you guys track the news, which I know you do, you realize that they've made an addendum to the CARES bill with the Paycheck Protection Program. You're familiar with this. It was interesting that I thought that when they passed the largest spending bill since World War II. And with the PPP, Ron Klein, he's Nancy Pelosi's chief whip on the Ways and Means Committee, so he starts writing this stuff, right? The one group of people that was forgotten were dairy farmers. Dairy farmers were not in the original PPP. Ron Klein was responsible for writing that legislation, and he forgot them, but he's going to come back here to the district and tell everybody he thinks about farmers all day long. That's just, it doesn't comport with reality. That is an untruthful statement. So what we need to do in our third district is we need to make sure that we're leveling this playing field for our agricultural industry. And the passage of the USMCA has been significant. We've had a rise in dairy prices since July 1st, which is huge because that's when it was first implemented. Ron, as I mentioned, is Nancy Pelosi's chief whip on the Ways and Means Committee. That bill was held up for over a year in the Ways and Means Committee. We lost over 1,000 farms in the state of Wisconsin because USMCA was held up because, unfortunately, Ron and Nancy and the rest of the gang there did not want to give Donald Trump a political victory. They were focused on this impeachment stuff. So what we have to do is focus on making sure that we continue down this road. It's a phased implementation of the USMCA so that our farmers in the third district have a level playing field to compete on, because our farmers are the hardest working folks in the country. We are literally the heartland of the heartland, and we can beat anybody in the world when we have the ability to do so with a level playing field. That's what USMCA has done. I'm very, very proud of that. I got to
talk to Derek Van Orden, candidate in the Republican primary for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District. That is in central and western Wisconsin. Just have a few minutes left, and I want to hit a couple more issues before we run out of time. Your thoughts on what the government should be doing, the federal government and Congress should be doing when it comes to tackling coronavirus?
Well, what our federal government should be doing about tackling coronavirus, I think that we need to look at it objectively and call it what it is. We have a very dangerous virus that's out there. I have a friend who's a retired Navy SEAL who was on a ventilator for, 45 days. So it's real. I'm not discounting that in any way, shape, or form. And the loss of one human being is a tragedy to at least one other human being. So I don't want anyone to think for a moment that I'm blowing this off. But however, we've gotten to the point where we are killing the patient in order to cure a disease. We have to find a way, and I think the Trump administration is actually doing a very good job. They get no credit of striking the balance between opening up the country, because now we have the highest rate of unemployment since the Great Depression. We went from the largest, the best economy since World War II, I think probably 1946 our economy was stronger, to depression-level unemployment. And the reason being is because 45 governors independently decided to shut down their states, and that destroyed this incredibly powerful economy within 90 days. So the federal government should be providing assistance to the state and local governments as they ask for it. Being in the military for a very long time, there's something called a 2,000-mile-long screwdriver. And when a headquarters tries to fix something for you by telling you what you need to do, it never works out. It's horrible, and it's actually onerous. You look at Joe Biden and all these plans these people are cooking up on the left, they're trying to force solutions on governors, and it just doesn't work. It has never worked in the history of man. It certainly doesn't work in the military, and it doesn't work in the government. So the federal government should be standing by, and they are. President Trump and Vice President Pence are on the task force. They're standing by, and when state governments, even Governor Cuomo, complimented the Trump administration for providing the stuff that they need. And that's what the federal government should be doing. They should be standing by with resources, if that's money, if that's PPE, whatever it is. And when the governors ask for it, they should provide it to them. So I think they're doing a great job, and they need to continue to do so.
Just briefly, less than a minute left, do you see opportunities for bipartisan cooperation if you're in Congress next year?
Well, of course. I mean, absolutely. We have to be able to form alliances to make sure that we achieve goals. The cheese does not stand alone, man. We have to be able to, and I've done this my entire adult life, being able to build alliances with like-minded people in order to get done what needs to get done. I'm going to tell you, so one more thing. Ron Klein is a consummate politician, but he's not a statesman. What we need are statesmen, which are putting the needs of our district and the needs of our nation above our own personal partisan beliefs. And he says he's the fifth most bipartisan member of Congress. Okay, great. But he votes with Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, and the squad 95% of the time. Those are all facts. It's public record. I will reach across the aisle when we need to, I'm going to form alliances with like-minded Republicans and then Democrats and independents to make sure that we get stuff done for America. This is the best country in the world, and I want people to hold their heads up high and realize that we have been gifted by God, just being born here or moved here and become citizens as legal immigrants. It's fantastic, and I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that we continue to have this wonderful country for our kids and our grandkids.
And we'll leave it there. Thanks to Derek Van Orden, running as a Republican in the August primary for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District in western, southwestern, and central parts of the state.